The awareness you're talking about still is your separate individual awareness. Look, when you're sitting there with your woman fucking her and you're looking into her eyes, you're looking into your eyes. You're looking into the eyes of awareness. It's not your body, but it's your awareness. There's no difference between her awareness and your awareness. Putting your consciousness on her awareness is the same as putting it on your awareness. When she feels you as intimate with her heart as you are with your heart, that's all she's ever wanted. So what I'm trying to say is you're doing it wrong. So if you put awareness on your own separate awareness, she starts getting pissed off, and that's a sign. So now the body that seems to be out there, it's not really out there. How many people in here have taken ayahuasca, let's just say? Okay. So it seems like there's a body. You're all aware that this situation right now is the same as any visionary situation you've had. It just lasts longer. Doesn't last for long, though. So there's a woman in front of you. She seems to be in front of you. You put attention on yourself, your own consciousness, yourself, your own awareness. She gets pissed off. What a fucking perfect setup. That this apparent body here would signal the moment you lost consciousness. So there's these two bodies just shimmering in space, and they're so sensitive. When you go inside, she gets pissed off, her pissed offness calls you back. Now your presence can be with her presence. One presence, two bodies. One presence, two bodies. She starts drifting, hey! You call her back, woo! One presence, two bodies. One presence, two bodies. There's like a lot to work in there. I'm just trying to give you some schematics here. So the practice is to put your awareness in her body more than yours. So you don't even feel your body. You've probably heard my stages for second and third stage. So first stage sex is when your awareness is on yourself. So you're feeling your penis and everything you're feeling inside of you. Some people even close their eyes. You know, it's like monkey sex, whatever. So the first stage sex is me. Me, me, me. Second stage sex is, you know, like, I'll give you head if you give me head. You know, I do you, you do me. It's almost a transactional business kind of exchange. And the second stage tends to take place on the surface of the body. So second stage women, like, their clit licked and touched, and old meditation, second stage, kissing, second stage. All the surfaces of our bodies are what we're dedicated to in the second stage. Now, at a certain point in all of that, like you said, it's just not fulfilling. Now, even if you're getting great head and giving great head and touching, it's just there's got to be more than that. And there is. And what happens is we realize that there's a completely internal dimension to sexuality. Actual sex. So for instance, the woman partner begins to put all of her attention in her cervix, her heart, and her throat, in her throat, not her lips. So instead of her lips being stimulated, her throat is stimulated. Instead of her nipples being stimulated, her heart is stimulated. Instead of her clitoris being stimulated, her cervix is stimulated. So third stage sex, first of all, goes deeper anatomically, literally, into from clitoris to cervix, from nipples to heart, from lips to throat. But it also goes deeper in consciousness. So who you are fucking is consciousness manifesting through another body. So that's why you could spank. So you're feeling the depth of her consciousness, which in her, it's going to feel like yearning. So when you look into her eyes and feel consciousness, you're going to feel her, the essential feeling is like her going, more, more. She's always wanting more love, more love. It's never enough. You can never do enough. So you got to be prepared for that. It doesn't mean when she says more, it doesn't mean what you're doing now is wrong, because as soon as you gave her more, it would then again be more. Remember, the feminine is infinite. There is no way. You cannot arrange the world so it no longer needs arranging. You can't build a building so it no longer needs maintaining. It's an endless, to maintain the feminine is endless. Once you wed yourself to the feminine, either because you incarnate in a body, or you wed yourself to another human in a marriage, or you've wedded yourself to constant work. Consciousness is no work. So the two motions in the masculine heart, and that's what we're here to really get into, is part of us wants to do absolutely nothing. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. Yes. It's such a deep, deep, deep pleasure. Just to kind of get to the end of the fuck, you know, so much fucking work. It's all to do nothing, right? I mean, all the work is really just so you don't have to do it. So the masculine has these two poles. One is the identity with nothingness. So we're always trying to get to doing nothing, which is our birthright. It's our sense of who we are. And then the other part of us that wants to fuck. Now, I'm using fuck extremely wide now. That wants to be creative and make music and fuck women and make money and do good in the world. And so that also exists. Those are that's your feminine motive and your masculine motive. So your feminine motive is in time and creates time. You know, so the feminine mother, meter, measure, maya, those are all the same root in the words. So mother, matter, meter, those are, everything you could see is a measurement, is a she. If you could measure it, it's her. Time is her. Our existence in time is, we're married to time. We don't have to be. So you could put awareness on awareness right now, all of us, and just sit in a kind of bliss, a self-sufficient bliss. And people have done that. Like I said, in India, people do that. And then things don't get done. So I'm not saying we all should do that. I'm just saying that is a potential. Maybe it's some people's birthrights, maybe not everyone's destiny. Now, the other part of that is the identity with the feminine, because we're both. We want to make the world a better place. Now, if we engage the world or woman at all, we have to understand we will lose. There's no winning. You will die. So you're going to lose. You're going to fail. Every day is going to feel like it's going wrong, and it's going to feel like the more good you do, the more it fights against you. So that's the feeling of engaging the feminine. The tantric feeling, you know, they call tantric way the heroic way, because it's basically you're choosing to engage the pain of endless motion that goes nowhere. So your masculine part is residing as consciousness. Your feminine part is in the play. Always motion, never good enough. As soon as you finish it, it needs fixing. You begin to dream of this. If I could just do nothing, just do nothing. If I could drink enough not to feel anything. If I could just sit down and watch TV and zone out. If I just fucking go to sleep. People would just leave me alone. That feeling of wanting to be zero. Because you are zero, but it's home. You crave it. It becomes overwhelming, especially when you get like you're around your kids and life, and it's like So, what levels of practice are is at first we get sucked into grabbing pussy. I'm going to have to use that. So our first stage is always grabbing pussy. And so in one form or another, money, pussy. So if it's sometimes helpful to sit, to go to a monastery, to sit in silence and meditate and put awareness on awareness outside of the pussy grabbing situation. It helps to separate practice from life when you start as a beginner. But as you practice, you learn to put awareness on awareness and live that way while you're grabbing pussy. How do you grab pussy as awareness being aware of awareness? How do you make love? How do you make money as awareness being aware of awareness? it shifts everything. It doesn't mean you have to stop making money or stop fucking, but definitely it changes the way you do things, and that's what we'll be working with. How do we change those things? How do we stabilize in awareness? And then the art of arranging our life so that the fuck kills us pleasurably.